Thomas Wiggins was a blind slave who toured the concert halls of America and Europe as a musical oddity. Born in 1849, Blind Tom, as he was known, could recite any poem and play any piece of music on the piano after hearing it only once. Blind Tom earned more than $100,000 a year for his owner, who kept custody of him even after emancipation. An Atlanta theater company has produced a play about his tragic life called Hush, Composing Blind Tom Wiggins. From Georgia Public Radio, Susanna Capelluto reports.
Tom Wiggins' life was full of contradictions. He had a strange walk and would sway and twitch when he played the piano. He could mimic whatever he heard, even in foreign languages, but rarely expressed his own thoughts. The play by Seven Stages in Atlanta gives audiences a glimpse into Blind Tom's life.
He never really needs anything. And he never forgets anything that he hears. He is remarkable, no matter what they call him. A genius, an idiot, or an idiot savant to you moderns. A creature created from noise.
Throughout the play, the audience is introduced to Blind Tom's own compositions. They lay dormant for almost a century until New York pianist John Davis unearthed about 30 scores and released a CD 2 years ago.
On the surface, it does have a kind of an innocent naivete to it. 19th century, what they call parlor music or salon music. But his music stands out quite a bit in that genre, in that there's a kind of a dark underpinning to all of it.
Tom Wiggins started playing the piano at age 4 on the plantation of General James Bethune, where his mother was a house slave. The play follows Tom's career as his compositions made his owner rich.
When they buy his sheet music, they pay in gold. When they pay to see him show off, they pay in gold, a currency that survives all conflicts. As long as I hold on to Tom, my fortunes are secure.
Stand right up and see the man who remembers 7,000 compositions but forgets how to walk.
Blind Tom was paraded around like a circus act. Most people today believe Tom was autistic, a term that wasn't around in the 19th century, when few people in this country questioned whether Tom was exploited. Director Del Hamilton says he wanted the play to look beyond the hype that audiences at that time responded to.
Between his blindness and autism and the fact that he was a slave and advertised like a freak and an oddity and toured around in this P.T. Barnum-like show, one of the difficulties was trying to make sure that we were accurate and not over the top.
The play draws heavily on historical research. With serious disabilities, Tom had a strong attachment to his master, even performing for the Confederate cause. Because of his autism, Blind Tom often referred to himself in the third person.
Tonight, Tom will play an original composition. The title is The Battle of Manassas. The sheet music is on sale in the lobby. The proceeds go to the widows of the fallen Confederate soldiers. We remind you that Blind Tom is the property of a Confederate patriot. Blind Tom is not a Yankee lover. He hopes you like the show.
Very little is known about Tom's own feelings and desires, so the play features a character called Tom's Fool, who takes the audience inside Tom's head. He swirls around Blind Tom and describes Tom's compulsive need for sound as an overwhelming craving.
He's growing fat because he loves to eat, not from gluttony. He keeps eating
so that he can delight in the sounds of chewing and smacking lips. Even when his master strikes him, he is so captured by the sound of the blow that he barely flinches.
After the Civil War, Tom's parents were pressured to give custody of Tom to the Bethune family. Years later, after two court battles, Tom was returned to his mother, who was unable to care for him. He finally ended up living in New York with Bethune's estranged daughter-in-law. As time went on, he refused to play the piano because he wanted to be back at his old master's house.
Tom wants to sit in master's parlor. I want to sit quiet and listen, just like you taught me. Then I will play my piano for me, just for me.
Thomas Wiggins died in 1908. He is buried in New York. His relatives plan to erect a marker on his grave soon. And while there is still a lot of mystery surrounding his life, pianist John Davis says the one thing people can agree on is that Blind Tom had an exceptional ear.
What we're left with that's concrete is he left these pieces of music that are undeniably beautifully written pieces of a certain style, and that to me is ultimately going to be his legacy.
The play Hush, composing Blind Tom Wiggins, will be at Seven Stages in Atlanta through March 10th and is then expected to tour the Southeast. For NPR News, I'm Susanna Capoluto in Atlanta.